51-26. But today, they will turn it over on their opening possession as Centura brings out man-to-man pressure and knocks it off the leg there of Hannah Bosch. Last time we saw the Lady Cardinals was a win over Gibbon last month. Since then, an MCL injury to their outstanding sophomore, Lauren Heinrichs, and she is out of the ball game. So a little bit different lineup here, but they played well yesterday. Talking to Coach Davis, he says for three quarters, we played some of our better basketball as the shot inside for Centura is going to be blocked by Emma Grosshans. They found the back cut to Neville, and it's going to go out of bounds off the Centurions. So Centura will give it up as it's blocked out of bounds, and Donovan Trumbull will take over. Trying to trap that basketball off the high screen, driving in Grosshans down the left side of the lane. Scoop shot is up. It is no good, and Gleason will pull down the rebound. Gleason gets it to Krolikowski, the team's leading scorer, outside to Neville. Inside, they go to Maddie Roth, who had a good start yesterday. Turnaround jumper, no good. Krolikowski fights for the ball. It rolls through the lane. It finally ends up in Gleason's hands. She can't score. Second time, Maddie Roth. Finally, Gleason. They're letting them battle inside. And the fifth time, finally, a foul will be called to the pleasure of every person in the gym. There must have been five offensive rebounds during that stretch. Gleason had two. Roth had two. I think Neville got one while she was in there. And the Cardinals just kept standing there with their hands in the air, knocking the ball away. But this foul will be called on Kaylee Glover. And Annika Gleason will get the first point of the basketball game from the free throw line. Well, there is some intensity right off the get-go here. Both teams went right after it. Second free throw, no good. And the rebound brought down by Sidney Rash. These consolation games, we've talked about it for years. You never know. But both of these teams, especially Donovan Trumbull, this is actually a step up. They hadn't even been in the semifinals of the Lou Platt Conference Tournament. They beat St. Paul in overtime on Thursday. You know, they knew Kearney Catholic was going to get them yesterday, an undefeated second-ranked team. So they've got something to play for here today, although a five-second call will give them their second turnover. And Centura will face a little full-court pressure. Centura, probably a little disappointed. They'd beaten Ravenna twice this season, had a chance to win again yesterday, came from nine down, could not finish the ball game, and lost it 41-39. Against the pressure, Krolikowski's outlet pass is over Neville's head and turns it over. So we've got a couple of early turnovers here. It's 1-0 in favor of Centura, 90 seconds into the ball game. Again, a rematch from the middle portion of January, which Centura won 42-41 in Donovan. Here they try to force the ball down low to Bosch. Has it knocked out of her hands, and Krolikowski will make the steal. So Donovan can't score if they can't get shots. They've only had one shot and three turnovers. Krolikowski works it into the front court, and some miscommunication. Ashlyn Roth thought they were coming out into the corner and threw it away, and we have got a timeout called here by Donovan Trumbull. Coach Mark Davis, with those three turnovers, wants to try and get something turned around here. 6:04 to go in the first quarter of play of our Lou Platt Conference Girls consolation game. 1-0 Centura. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land
It'll be a full day for Donovan Trumbull fans. They've got the early girls game, and then their boys play the championship game tonight against Gibbon. Here in Ord, we've got all four games for you. As Donovan Trumbull comes out of the timeout, gets it to Bosch on the right wing, trying to look inside. It's well covered here against the Centura, man-to-man. Up top, dribbling the basketball is the freshman, Sidney Rash. They double her. They knock it away. We get a jump ball. The arrow points the way of Centura. So the fourth turnover for Donovan Trumbull. In the first meeting between the teams, Centura got out to a good first quarter lead, about 8 points. Kind of kept that into the third quarter when Donovan Trumbull caught up, and then it was a back-and-forth one-possession game throughout the fourth quarter, which Centura eventually won. Gleason up top, Bosch covering Krolikowski. She's posted up. They don't get it to her. Neville in the right-hand corner tries to get it into Maddie Roth. The ball knocked away, and then Roth is going to be called for a foul. That'll be the first foul of the game on Centura and the third turnover. So the scrappiness and the aggressiveness is turning into turnovers right now instead of shots and opportunities. Good crowd on hand here, especially for the Centura girls for a 2 o'clock Saturday afternoon game. Up the floor with it will be Jordan Brumman. Brumman swings it over to Bosch into the corner to Gross Hans. It goes off her hands, and Neville tips it out of bounds. Get Donovan Trumbull. We've played almost 3 minutes. They've had one shot so far, and that was a driving left-handed scoop that Gross Hans could not connect on. Donovan Trumbull will throw it in here on the near sideline to Brumman. Brumman drives into the point, pulls up from 10, left-hander, no good. Rebound brought down by Gleason. Gleason outlet to Krolikowski. Krolikowski pushes it down the floor to the right-hand corner to Roth. Ashland back up top. Gleason swings it over to Neville, who's a big three-point shooter. Down on the block to Maddie Roth, and she'll turn and score from 5 and left. She'll score the first bucket of the ball game. Roth got off to the good start yesterday against Ravenna. And Centura's got a couple of nice younger players, Roth being one of those, and it's 3-0 Centurions. And again, on the floor in the front court, Donovan Trumbull turns it over. Into the front court, Krolikowski for Centura. So Donovan Trumbull right now just trying to survive here against this tougher defense. Centurions up top. Here's a three-pointer. Gleason will try it. It is no good. Long rebound run down to the corner by Emma Grosshans. And the Cardinals will try it again. They have not been able to get up much of a shot. And now a carry going to be called, or an offensive foul. No, they're going to call an illegal screen on Donovan Trumbull's Hannah Bosch. She came all the way up just across midcourt, tried to set the screen there so Brumman could go by, and called her for the moving screen. That'll be her first and the team's second. 4:20 to go in the first quarter. It's only 3-0. Girls' consolation, Pleasanton and Amherst at the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament is currently airing on ESPN 1460. We'll set the rest of the day's lineup for you here in just a moment. Right now, Krolikowski loses her defender, drives, runner on the right wing from 8, no good. Rebound brought down by Gleason. Her shot is blocked out of there by Kaylee Glover, but picked back up by the Centurions, who go backside to Maddie Roth. But before she can score, a whistle and a foul. And this foul is going to go on Ashton Mazur. That'll be her first and the team's third. Mazur, who had been a starter part of the season, sliding in there. But the Cardinals are setting up on defense, and Donovan Trumbull waiting for somebody to throw the ball in for Centura. Finally, Gleason says, okay, I'll throw it in. Looking for some movement, kicks it out on the right wing to Neville. Up top, Krolikowski. Left hand dribbled down the left side of the lane, but nowhere to go. Back out to Ashland Roth. On the post, Maddie out to Krolikowski. Open three, left corner. Comes up short, no good. Rebound comes all the way out to the high post. Maddie Roth has it back to Krolikowski, who hits the eight-footer. And that'll make it 5-0 in favor of the Centurions. Off to not a great start, but an effective start here on the scoreboard. As Brumman, trying to use a screen, takes a very long three. It's high off the iron, no good. The ball is tipped out of bounds off of Glover, and it'll belong to Centura. But at least Donovan Trumbull got a shot up, and that's a start right here after some tremendous struggles here offensively in the first quarter. They'll put their pressure on. Gleason at midcourt will give it back to Krolikowski into the front court. Casey with a left-hand dribble gives it off on the wing to Ashlyn Roth. Overload that side, reverse it to Gleason, who's actually coming outside of the paint a lot more here in the first quarter. She tried to get it to Roth on the post, overthrew her, and the ball is stolen away. Brumman will pick it up here for Donovan Trumbull. Jordan to the free throw line, pulls up, docks it underneath, shot is up, and a foul called. Kaylee Glover will go to the line. Brumman was going to take the shot, and then while she was going up, you could see her head swivel and saw her wide-open teammate, Kaylee Glover, and she'll go to the line to shoot two. The foul is the second on the Centurions, Maddie Roth. Trying to get on the board, Donovan Trumbull will at the free-throw line. With 2:53 to go here in the first quarter, they will score their first point. Second free-throw now coming up. And taking a little extra time, Glover will put this one right through there, so no problem for Kaylee Glover. She hits them both. It's 5-2 in favor of Centura. 2:50 to go here, first quarter. They break the press, 2-on-2. Ashlyn Roth will pull it back out and reset at the top of the circle with Krolikowski. Casey lobs it into the corner. Neville gets her first look at a three. It's up, it's in. You can't lose Mariah Neville. She's a very good three-point shooter and hits the first three of the game for either team and makes it 8-2. In favor of the Centurions. Into the front court, Donovan Trumbull. Everything seems to go to the right side. They have brought Carson Poppy into the ball game. Bounce pass stolen away. Krolikowski. 2-on-1 with Neville. Bounce pass to Neville. And the layup good. Timeout, Donovan Trumbull. Again, the problem right now are the turnovers. With 2:12 to go here in the first quarter of play, it's 10-2 Centura. You're listening to the Lou Platt Conference Basketball Tournament.
For years, the Bosch & Sons name has meant solid welding for Central Nebraska, and it's a reputation you can count on when it's needed most. If it's made of metal, Bosch & Sons Welding and Repair can fix it. For new or repairs on cattle panels, feed bunks, chutes, or anything around the farm, contact Bosch Welding and Repair at 207 South High Street in Cairo. For solutions, call Bosch for a tight weld.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. If you're in the market for a newer used car, truck, or SUV, let Crossroads Ford and Kearney help. There's no games, gimmicks, or silly extra fees to fill out the paperwork. Just great service and people that care for their customers. Crossroads Ford, 4210 2nd Avenue, Kearney, or search their inventory online at crossroads-ford.com. 10-2 Centura, 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Donovan Trumbull out of the timeout, has the basketball. Brumman will fire the three, almost banked it in from the right wing. Ball is loose, and in the scrum it goes out of bounds off the Cardinals, who are still looking for their first bucket of this game. All they have is a pair of Kaylee Glover free throws. Mariah Neville has 5 points for Centura. A three and a two on a steal and assist to Kurlikowski. Brianna Dinas checked in during the timeout for Centura. She's got the ball, hitting the trailer Kurlikowski across the timeline to Gleason. Posting up, they get it to Dinas. She had to fight through a reach-in. Back out Kurlikowski. Casey for three. Off the front of the iron, no good. And a foul called underneath on Centura, trying to get the offensive rebound. Going to go on Annika Gleason. That'll be her first and the team's third. On the floor here for Donovan Trumbull. Looks like most of the original cast out there. Their original starters are Rash, Glover, Brumman, Bosch, and Grosshans. Brumman, right elbow, gives it off to Bosch. Looking inside, nothing there. So they'll kick it up top. Brumman gives it over to Grosshans. And a reach-in foul going to be called, trying to poke it away. Mariah Neville. Seems to be a little confusion right now for Donovan Trumbull's offense. They know what they want to do, but Centura's defending what Donovan Trumbull wants to do, and it's frustrating them. It's like they have two options, but not a third option. And when those two options run out, you see them just kind of stand around with a basketball. We'll see if they can work their way through that as Glover pulls up from 10 on the right wing. It comes up short. Trying to save it in is Rash. She does, but it ends up in Casey Kurlikowski's hands. Casey brings it up the floor all the way to the left-hand wing. Stops there, skips it over to Neville. Guarded by Bosch. Neville bounce pass back up top. Kurlikowski lobs it over on the left wing to Ashlyn Roth. In the paint, Dinas. Nice pass inside. Oh, Gleason got shoved, and they do get it. But for a minute, they were going to let that go. A hand right in the back of Annika Gleason. And the foul going to be called on the freshman, Sydney Rash. That'll be her first and the team's fourth. And Gleason will go to the line to shoot two. She had the first point of the game from the free throw line. 50 seconds to go first quarter. The free throw's up and too strong, no good. Score remains 10-2, Centura. The boys' consolation game will follow. That'll be the top seed Ravenna taking on Adams Central. That's at 4. Second free throw also too strong from Gleason. And the rebound brought down by Kaylee Glover. Our girls' championship, Kearney Catholic Ravenna at 6. And Gibbon Donovan Trumbull will play at 8 in the boys' championship as Donovan Trumbull throws it away. Seventh turnover of the first quarter. That boys game, a lot on it. Gibbon was in the title game in 2007, but that was, if you remember back that far, they played Wood River at Wood River. That was an incredible atmosphere that night with the Wissings and the boys at Wood River winning that game. Donovan Trumbull's never been in the Lou Platt final. Centura spots up. Here's Neville, another open three. That one will not go. Rebound was pulled down by Donovan Trumbull, stolen by Kurlikowski. She'll put the jumper up. It is no good. And then a foul called underneath. And let's see who the foul is called on. It looks like it's on Donovan Trumbull. And that'll be on Jordan Brumman, her first. Dinas was the one that grabbed the rebound. We've got 23 seconds remaining here in quarter number one, 10-2. Centura with the lead. And Kurlikowski will throw it in underneath their own hoop. Looking in there, right off the screen. Wide open for the layup is Dynas off the Neville screen. First bucket for Brianna Dynas. Five different players have scored for Centura. It is 12-2, and running to the other end, wave off a basket. Donovan Trumbull would have had their first bucket, but we've got a foul before then on Ashlyn Roth, her first. Brumman went coast to coast and threw one up from outside the lane. Now on the inbound, Centura's not ready. They lob it into Glover, and she hits the five-footer. 8 seconds to go. Kurlikowski's at midcourt with five. Four in the paint. Got a good look from seven. Too strong. Rebound pulled down by Glover, and that's the end of the first quarter of play in the girls' Lou Platt Conference basketball tournament. Your consolation game after one, Centura 12. Donovan Trumbull 4 here on Classic Hits.
Mills Ag Service of Dannenbrog is always geared up and ready to help you in the fields. Whether it's in the heart of the harvest season or during the off-season, make the call to Mills Ag Service. Mel is experienced repairing international and all tractor brands, along with irrigation parts and accessories. The service you need, when you need it. Count on the one name you need to remember. Mel's Ag Service of Dannenbrog, a proud Centurion sponsor.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners. But what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call agent Joe Methy.
Also, plenty of college basketball going on today, and Big Ten basketball teams are in action. Iowa leading Michigan 52-34 with 16 minutes to go in that Big Ten contest. The Nebraska women just getting ready to take on 24th-ranked Michigan State. The Nebraska men are currently taking on Northwestern. Nebraska had the lead in that basketball game, and it's all final. They win it 53-49. Huskers beat Northwestern 53-49. Second quarter starts here with a shot by Grosshans. It comes up short, no good. Rebound pulled down inside by Sydney Rash, and it goes out of bounds off of Centura. 12-4 in favor of Centura to start this second quarter. Off the inbounds, a three-pointer on the way, no good by Grosshans. Rebound brought down by Brianna Dynas. 0-3 from the outside for Donovan Trumbull. 1-5 for Centura. They get it on the fast break underneath to Gleason. She'll square up and score. Annika with 3 points. Neville leads the team with five. All 4 points for Donovan Trumbull are Glover's. This turnover story is the deal. 8 of them for Donovan Trumbull in the first quarter. 4 for Centura. 14-4. 10-point lead Centura. Grosshans. Brumman back into the corner. Driving, nowhere to go. Glover tries to find Rash in the paint. Can't handle it. Ball turned over again. Outlet pass. Neville ahead of the pack. She'll drive. She'll score. And another timeout here for Donovan Trumbull. Coach Mark Davis trying to figure out what to do with these young ladies who are struggling here early on. We're a minute into the second quarter of play. It's Centura 16 and Donovan Trumbull 4. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance.
High school sports activities are more than just a game. This is Bob Sherwood from B&B Carpet Service in Donovan. All my life, I've seen how playing sports in high school builds work ethics and character in our young people. It gives them the skills to help them succeed in business and in life. So come on, get out there and attend a local game and show your team your support. It's not just a game, it's life.
As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school athletics throughout the year. Doug Duda, our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, back with you on Classic Hits 98.9, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Bolas, Trumbull, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. It's 16-4 Centura, but Donovan Trumbull gets it inside. Glover with a turnaround jumper from 8, and it's up and in. And the senior Glover has all 6 points. That allows Donovan to put some pressure on, but it's thrown over into the front court. Emily Wells, who's checked in. And a nice pass down low to Dynas, who has her shot blocked and taken away by Sydney Rash. It was a good pass by Gleason, but Donovan Trumbull stayed strong on the defensive side. And a reach-in foul. Gleason trying to steal the ball on the entry pass to Glover. That'll be the second on Annika. sixth team foul on Centura. Five have been called on Donovan Trumbull. Matty Roth's going to come in, and looks like they're going to take out Dinas. So Matty and Gleason each have two fouls right now. Donovan Trumbull ball underneath their own hoop. Kick it out on the wing to Gross Hans. Gross Hans drives to the high post, gives it on the elbow. Glover from 16. No good. Ball goes out of bounds to Centura. Full day of basketball, and then this upcoming week will be the final week of the regular season for Class C and D girls basketball teams. We are at that point already. Today there's a lot of conference wrestling going on around the area as the ball tipped but not stolen away. Trouble for Centura to hang on to the ball. Get it to Ashlyn Roth. Getting real physical away from the ball right now. Up top to Wells. High post, there's Matty Roth. Covered, kicks it out to Ashlyn, and in the right wing, they'll go to Krolikowski. Left-hand dribble to the elbow, comes into the paint, knocked out of her hands by Gross Hans. A scrum for the ball, and are going to get a jump. The arrow will point the way of Centura. I think normally Donovan Trumbull would have yelled for the timeout, but that would have left them with only two for the game, so they thought, well, let's just let this go. We'll move the arrow. Good defense by the Cardinals. And checking in, Ashton Mazur, 5'8", senior, will give the freshman Sydney Rash a breather. Krolikowski to inbound it underneath her own hoop, and her inbounds pass is knocked into the stands by Jordan Brumman. ...16-6 your score. Centura with the lead. A lot of turnovers. Starting to get a little more crisp as the inbounds pass comes to Matty Roth. Gets by her defender but misses the 8-footer. Offensive rebound under the hoop. Krolikowski just threw it up hoping for the foul and hit the rim, no good. Rebound brought down by Glover, and here comes Donovan Trumbull. Into the front court, looking at the three. It'll be fired up and no good by Gross Hans, and trying to get the rebound. We've got it over the back. Foul. Bosch had position inside, and she ends up on the floor. Foul will be called on Matty Roth, and that is her third, and that will put Donovan Trumbull at the line to shoot a 1-1, and Roth is out. Dinas is in. 5:25 to go here in the first half of play. Hannah Bosch now to shoot the 1-1. Free throw, no good. Rebound brought down by Annika Gleason. It's a struggle here in the first half for the Cardinals. In the front court with it will be Krolikowski, up 16-6. Down on the low post, Dinas. Turnaround jumper over Mazur. Hits the side of the board, no good. Bosch will get another rebound. Outlet pass, trying to push it up. Gross Hans on the right wing. Got by her defender all the way in. Tough shot, though, no good. And a rebound brought down by Gleason. I've got it for 7 already here in the first half, but a hand check foul in the backcourt will be called on Gross Hans. Her first and the 16th foul on Donovan Trumbull. So Annika Gleason will throw it in from the far wing. But before that, Neville's going to come in and Wells will come out. And for Donovan Trumbull checking in will be Carson Poppy, and Bosch will check out. Centura throws it into Neville at midcourt. Mariah works against the man-to-man here of Gross Hans. Swings it over on the right wing to Dinas. Up top to Ashlyn Roth. Trying to get Neville free off a couple of screens, but Gross Hans right with her. They go high post Gleason. Touch pass underneath to Krolikowski. Layup rolled off the rim. No good. Got her own rebound and scores. They've got the high-low working right now for the Centurions. They found a little gap here in the Donovan Trumbull defense, and it's working for them. They just get it to the high post. Donovan Trumbull races up there and then leaves the low post open. And so they just really just not even catch it like Gleason did, just tapped it down low. Mazur with it at the high post. Donovan Trumbull thinking about a long three. Gross Hans puts the ball on the floor, drives into the double team, and her pass is then swatted out of bounds. Only 6 points right now for Donovan Trumbull. Earlier this season, it was a 42-41 final. Centura won the game, but that shows you how close the middle portion of this Lou Platte Conference girls pack is as Donovan Trumbull brings Alex Williams in. You've got Kearney Catholic, then a pretty significant drop-off to the rest of the pack as a good crossover dribble and taking it to the hoop. Jordan Brumman finally moves that scoreboard, becomes just a second player to score here for Donovan Trumbull. As Brumman, they isolated her. She took her defender off the dribble, and it's 18-8. Into the front court, Centura tries to answer. Dinas on the block right side, kicks it out to the right elbow to Krolikowski. Swings it over to Neville. High post, Dinas again, lob it inside. Easy layup, and it's in for Annika Gleason. So Donovan Trumbull will have to make an adjustment here. In fact, if you see the ball go to the high post right now, you need to back up, not attack the ball. Let him shoot the 15-footer instead of the 3-footer. Donovan Trumbull ball down by 12, 20-8. 3:30 to go here in the first half. Don't forget the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report coming up. Update on the rest of the conference tournaments going on today and our first half stats. Now again, not knowing what to do with the ball, losing the dribble. Donovan Trumbull steal, lost the ball. It's stolen away. Centura will get the timeout called. Neville with the steal. And with 3:14 to go here in the first half of play, Centura winning a grind-it-out type of half, 20-8. We'll be right back.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
In the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament, Girls Consolation going on at the Viero Events Center and being heard on ESPN 1460. It is Amherst 10, Pleasanton 6 in the girls' game after one quarter. That'll be followed by the boys' consolation. Wilcox Hildreth will take on the fourth seed Amherst. And a travel here at the other end. The pass as we come back to play just a little wide, and Neville didn't move her feet, and that ended up costing her because then she went to catch the ball. She was off balance and fell over. Well, actually took the extra step. Getting back to the FKC, the championship games tonight are both Elm Creek versus Overton, girls at 6, boys at 8. They played just last week and had two outstanding games. 20-8, Centura, 2:50 to go here in the first half of play. Donovan Trumbull's offense has really struggled. They've got 10 turnovers. They're trying to get it inside or knock down a three. They've missed all four threes and haven't had a lot of success getting it inside. Here off the inbounds they do, and the short jumper on the backside, Kaylee Glover. She's got 8 of the 10. 20-10, Centura. Kralikowski pushes the ball up the floor as the Cardinals didn't get any kind of a pressure. Backcourt trap set. Ashlyn Roth, there it is again. Gleason threw it, though, behind Dinas that time, and Centura turns it over. Up the floor with it, Brumman stops the top of the circle underneath. Rash beat him back. The layup good. Sydney Rash. And we're getting a lot of layups on both ends now from our post players. Back-to-back buckets, and the Donovan Trumbull fans finally have something to cheer about. 20-12. Centura up by 8. Gleason, top of the circle, down to Kralikowski. Turnaround jumper off the glass and in. Casey knows how to use the window, and she now has 6 points. 22-12, Centura. Up the middle of the floor with it. Comes Donovan Trumbull's point guard, and Jordan Brumman fires it into the right-hand wing to the freshman Rash, guarded by Dinas. Sydney dribbles towards the top, gives it to Grosshans, and a foul called on Ashlyn Roth, shoving over Brumman. Grosshans was going to shoot the three, and Roth, fighting through the screen, called for the foul, and we're in the bonus. So that will send Jordan Brumman to the line. She's got 2 points, first free throw attempt of the contest. And the front end of the 1-1 is good. 22-13, a minute 51 to go here. First half in favor of Centura. Girls' consolation, Lou Platt Conference Tournament. With you here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. Top of the stands here in Ord. Side of this year's tournament. This second free throw rattles around and comes out. Annika Gleason now with 8 boards here in the first half. Kralikowski brings it up, working on Hannah Bosch. Gives it off to Roth. Ashlyn over to Kralikowski, has a little seam, drives the right baseline, pulls up from 9, doesn't go. Maddie Roth got the rebound, had her shot blocked by Sydney Rash. Here comes Donovan Trumbull, 1-on-2. Glover goes the entire way. Her runner is no good, and Roth will pull down her 5th rebound. Centura definitely winning the battle of the boards as Ashlyn Roth wanted to get it underneath and did not. Gleason well covered there by Glover. That's a pretty good battle between those two right now. They do get it down low and a little room for Gleason. She takes the inside hip and scores. Gleason got inside that hip of Kaylee Glover and picks up her 6th point of the quarter, 7th of the game. 11-point lead Centura with a minute to go in the first half, 24-13. Right-hand corner Emma Grosshans kicks it out to Bosch. It's a triangle here in the right-hand corner. Rash drives. Gleason bumps her into the baseline. Kicks it out for a long three that's good by Jordan Brumman. all six of her points here in the quarter, and it keeps Donovan Trumbull within shouting distance here, the first three of the game for the Cardinals. 24-16. Centura 8. We are going back and forth between 8 and 12 here in the second quarter of play. 30 seconds to go in the half. Maddie Roth on the right wing takes a dribble up top and gives it to Ashlyn. Outside the arc on the left wing is Krolikowski. Uses the high pick from Gleason, but nowhere to go. Pops it to Neville back in the corner. Now they can play for the last shot. Maddie Roth, top of the circle, trying to find Krolikowski, and we've got a foul called on Casey Krolikowski. Bosch was on her, so Krolikowski did what you do, kind of put your hand out, get a little separation so you can catch the ball, and they call Casey for her first personal foul. Player control foul, so it's no free throws, but it does give the ball over to Donovan Trumbull with a chance to get as close as they've been since the end of the first quarter. 24-16, Centura, 12 seconds to go here in the half. And Grosshans will toss it into Brumman. Brumman midcourt with 9. Man-to-man defense looking for a cutter. Brumman still dribbling. 5-4. Bounce pass in the corner. Three-pointer at the horn. Grosshans over everything. And we are at halftime. Emma didn't catch it cleanly. And that allowed the defense to run at her and force her to rush her shot there a little bit. But we are at the end of the first quarter of play, or first half of play, here in the Lou Platte Conference Girls Consolation Game. It's the Centura Centurions 24 and the Donovan Trumbull Lady Cardinals 16. They were the number 3 and number 5 seeds coming into the tournament. We'll take a break and be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report after this on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Donovan, Caro.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from your home team, the Bank of Donovan. With full-service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
And welcome back to Ord High School. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors and to Athletic Director Ron Bauer, as they are the host of the 2014 Lou Platte Conference semifinals and finals. Of course, because of the storm earlier this week, the quarterfinals had to be pushed back to Thursday, so they played all the semifinals yesterday, and the championship games and consolation games, of course, going on today. Glad to have you along with us. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, don't move it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. Girls consolation game. It is 24-16. Centura leading Donovan Trumbull. Let's take a look at what's still to come today on a very busy Saturday. The busiest Saturday, I would say, of the basketball season. Regular season basketball action tonight. Kearney High will be at Columbus. The Kearney boys still continue to play well, even though they lost 71-70 to Lincoln North Star. Kearney girls won another game. Coach Scott Steinbrick for Kearney High going to his alma mater tonight, taking on the Discoverers. Elsewhere, Grand Island is at Lincoln East. Central Catholic will be hosting Wahoo. That's always a good boys game. And St. Cecilia will be at home tonight against Lincoln Lutheran. Other games, Lexington's at Aurora, Minden's at Gothenburg, Sutherland's at Bertrand, Fullerton's at Hartman Lutheran, Arapahoe is at Hitchcock County, and Cozad travels out to Grant to play Perkins County. In the conference tournaments, our day looks like this here. Our next consolation game on the boys' side will have Ravenna taking on Adams Central at 4. The girls' championship game at 6, undefeated Kearney Catholic will be taking on Ravenna. Now, that was a 60-44 game the second week of the season, but that's like the third closest game that Kearney Catholic has had all season long. So Ravenna, even though they're going to be the underdog, they are going to come in, and if they can hit some threes and avoid the pressure, which they kind of were able to do the first time and have the guards that can do that, This could be a pretty interesting girls' championship. And then the boys' championship, just so many storylines there. I didn't pull out all the papers and all the sheets and all the history, but the last time that there was a boys' Luplat Conference championship game that did not involve either Ravenna, Kearney Catholic, or Adams Central, I don't ever remember one happening since 2007, and that was the last time Gibbon was in it, and Gibbon played Wood River that year, and Wood River won the game. Donovan Trumbull has not been in the boys' Luplat final since joining the conference, and Donovan Trumbull has just two losses this year. One of them was a 15-point setback at Gibbon that we were able to broadcast back in early January. So Donovan Trumbull will have a little revenge on their mind. Gibbon will try and bring home a conference championship, and that is at 8 o'clock. Again, the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament, same scenario. The consolation's going on this afternoon. The championship's tonight at the Viero Event Center. Randy Bushcutter has all four of those games currently airing on ESPN 1460 and 1550. The Amherst girls lead Pleasanton in the first half of the girls' consolation game. That will be followed by Amherst and Wilcox-Hildreth boys, and then the championships in both will be Elm Creek against Overton, and should be two outstanding basketball games. Elm Creek got the better of Overton last week, but should be some great battles tonight at the Viero Event Center. Hastings Adams Central is hosting the championships of the Twin Valley Conference Tournament today, and they're just getting rolling over there. The girls' consolation, Red Cloud is playing Silver Lake. Then at 3:45, Deschler and Kennesaw play the boys' consolation. Girls' championship at 5:30, Blue Hill will play Deschler. And the boys' championship game, Shelton, the number 5 seed, they're starting to get healthy, and they knocked off Deschler last night in overtime. They'll play Blue Hill tonight for the Twin Valley Boys' Championship. In Broken Bow today, it's the Loup Valley Conference Tournament consolation and championship games. The boys' consolation just tipping off between Mullen and Twin Loup, then Mullen and South Loup in the girls' consolation. Championship games, the boys at 5:30, South Loup, which is Callaway Arnold, taking on Anselmo Myrna, and Sandhill-Stedford girls will play Ansley Litchfield, which should be a great game at 7 o'clock. And finally, the Southern Nebraska Conference Tournament going on in Milford. The girls' consolation just underway between Sutton and Fillmore Central. Then Sutton and Centennial boys at 4:15 in the championship. Sandy Creek and Superior girls at 6. And Milford and Heartland boys at 7:45. Here we are at halftime. Centura 24, Donovan Trumbull 16, girls' consolation. We'll give you the first half numbers after this on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
Find a truckload of savings on the tires you need at CPI Mr. Tire. The Agra Radial 3 is a real performer that reduces fuel costs and downtime. The 480 ADR46 is on sale now for $1,500 installed. Call for current prices on tractor tires in the size you need, because if we don't have it and we can't get it, then they don't make it. CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of Central Nebraska.
Right now at Crossroads Ford in Kearney, they're dealing new cars, used cars, new pickups and used pickups, even SUVs and crossovers. Big discounts on both new and used. Stop by and drive through the lot. Many unadvertised specials marked right on the windshields. They want trade-ins and have on-the-spot appraisals. They'll tell you right up front what it will take to trade, plain, simple, and easy. For a great experience and service after the sale, stop and see Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Back on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, let's take a look at the first half numbers. First off, for Donovan Trumbull, Emma Grosshans, one rebound, one block shot. Hannah Bosch has a couple of rebounds. Jordan Brumman scored all 6 of her points in the second quarter. Kaylee Glover leads the team with 8 points, 4 rebounds, and one block shot. The only other player to score, though, is Sydney Rash. 2 points, 2 rebounds, 2 blocks. 5 rebounds in the first quarter, 4 in the second. Free throw shooting, 2 of 2 in the first, 1 of 3 in the second. 3-point shooting, 0 of 2 in the first, 1 of 4 in the second. Turnovers, 8 in the first quarter, but they did cut it to 2 in the second. No one with more than one foul for the Cardinals, who had just 4 points in the first quarter. Got 12 in the second at the half, 16 points, 9 rebounds. 3 out of 5 at the free throw line, 1 of 6 from 3-point land. 4 block shots, 10 turnovers. For Centura, Brianna Dinas, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Casey Krolikowski, 6 points, 3 rebounds. Maddie Roth, 2 points, 5 rebounds. Mariah Neville getting the start today, 7 points and a rebound. And Annika Gleason, 7 points, 8 rebounds. A lot of offensive boards here so far for Centura. 11 in the first quarter, 8 in the second. Free throw shooting all in the first quarter, all from Gleason. She's 1 of 4. 3-point shooting all in the first quarter, 1 of 5. Turnovers, 4 in the first, 2 in the second. Little bit of foul trouble for Centura. Maddie Roth has 3. Ashlyn Roth and Annika Gleason have 2. 12 points in each quarter, and at the half, Centura 24 points, 19 rebounds, 1 out of 4 at the free throw line, 1 of 5 from 3-point land, and 6 turnovers. It's 15-6 Centura, leading 7-13 Donovan Trumbull at the half, 24-16. And you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. The second half is next.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through auto owners insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through auto owners insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
Welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth here in Ord. The third quarter underway in our girls' Luplat Conference Tournament consolation game. It'll be Donovan Trumbull ball. Quick shot on the right wing. Kaylee Glover hits the 12-footer. She's got 10 points, and Donovan Trumbull seems to finally, after about 12 minutes, awoken here. And now, after being down by as many as 12, they've cut it in half to 6. Gleason at the top of the key. Let's see how Donovan Trumbull now guards inside as they try to force it to Krolikowski. The ball tied up. The arrow does point the way of Centura, so they'll maintain possession. The Nebraska women leading 24th-ranked Michigan State 31-18 in Lincoln with 3:58 to go in the first half. The Nebraska men went on the road, bounced back from that thumping at Michigan and beat Northwestern 53-49. Centura on the inbound. There's the back door. Got it to Krolikowski. She'll lay it up and in. 8 points for Casey. And good job being very patient there. Gleason took a lot of time, let everybody set their screens, and the play worked. Bosch, top of the circle here. One dribble to the right elbow. Back out. Open look for a three. Grosshans hit it. Emma with her first bucket of the basketball game. That makes it 26-21 in favor of Centura. So with each possession, it seems like Donovan Trumbull getting a little closer, kind of mirroring the first meeting between these teams where Centura dominated early, and then Donovan Trumbull scrapped into it and caught him by the fourth quarter. Centura did win that 42-41. Ashlyn Roth holds the ball, now gets it back up top into the hands of Krolikowski. Overload right side, Neville. Popping out to the right elbow, Maddie Roth tries to get it inside, and it's knocked away by Glover. Fight for the ball, another jump. It'll be Donovan Trumbull's. Glover forcing the steal and eventually the turnover. They wanted to get it into Annika Gleason, but she was just too well covered. So Donovan Trumbull will pick up the basketball. Right side with it, driving in will be Grosshans. She forces the shot. It's basically just blocked out of her hands. And then a foul call trying to get it back. We'll credit Maddie Roth with the block. And Donovan Trumbull with the second foul on Jordan Brumman. That's the first foul of the half on either team. A lot of folks making the trip north today, or the northernmost school in the Luplat Conference. And really, outside of Arcadia Loup City, it's kind of a pretty good trek for everybody that's coming up today. St. Paul, about a 40-45-minute trip, 25 for Loup City, as Krolikowski loses her balance left side of the lane. Scoop shot bounces off the iron, no good. Rebound brought down by Sydney, or is that Kaylee Glover? Looks like Glover got her fifth board. And Donovan Trumbull, a chance to make it a one-possession game with a bucket here. Bosch. Weak side, good bounce pass down low, trying to make some room is Rash, has her shot blocked out of there. And take it away, Maddie Roth with the block shot. And Krolikowski pushes it up the floor right side, kicks it into the corner to Neville, who had a solid first half with 7 points. Mariah gives it up top, Gleason. On the left wing, Ashlyn Roth. Bosch went for the steal, couldn't get it. Now it's into Krolikowski. They're on the floor. The ball's loose. Another jump. And it is Centura ball. Already our third jump ball here in the first 2.5 minutes of the third quarter. Yesterday, Centura fell in the semifinals by 2 to Ravenna after rallying to beat Ord in the quarters. For Donovan Trumbull, they had to go overtime to beat St. Paul, and then yesterday lost to Kearney Catholic. And again, Centura scores on the inbounds off the back pick. Here's Annika Gleason. She'll lay it up and get the bucket. And again, they're on the floor. And again, a jump ball. And this time it's Donovan Trumbull's. So what that's telling me is that the passes have to be a little more crisp. And instead of throwing to a spot, you have to throw to a person. And they're throwing to a spot right now. And that spot is covered. Inbounds pass, Rash on the back side. She'll take a dribble back, try the shot. Maddie Roth blocks it. And a foul going for the loose ball. And it's going to be called on Donovan Trumbull's Hannah Bosch, her second team foul. And just as Donovan Trumbull got a little something going, now all of a sudden you've got a lull in the action. They cut it to 5, and now they're down 7, and Centura has the ball. Overload everybody, left side of the lane. Krolikowski tries the back cut, can't get it to her. Well defended down there by Brumman. Now Krolikowski outside the arc. Starts to drive and kicks it back out top. Ashlyn Roth. Cross-court pass to Neville. Throw inside again, trying to go to Krolikowski. And a foul. This time they'll say that Brumman was a little late getting there. That's her third. Now she'll need to be careful. Coach Davis does not want to have to set her for an extended period of time. And checking out Sydney Rash. And checking in for Donovan Trumbull will be the freshman Abby Williams. So Coach Davis using a few more faces here as the game progresses. Again, off the inbounds, another backdoor look. Krolikowski, this time it wasn't a layup. It was about a 5-footer. And Casey with 10 points. But Donovan Trumbull has got to shore up their inbounds defense. 30-21. About 10 points, maybe 5 or 6 buckets have been on inbounds plays here for Centura throughout the course of the game. Don't forget, you can also hear our games on the web, PlatteRiverPreps.com. As it will be Donovan Trumbull to throw it in. Ball goes into the backcourt. No problem there. They'll pick it up and set the offense up. On the left wing with it is Brumman. Lobs it inside. Shot Glover from 8. No good. Bosch runs down the backside. Rebound. Rare second chance opportunity, but as she starts to drive the baseline, she's called for a double dribble. That's the first turnover of the half on Donovan Trumbull, who had 8 turnovers in the first quarter, but since then only 3. So taking much better care of the basketball, and that turnover came on a second chance opportunity. So Bosch hustled to get the board, but couldn't do anything with it. She'll take a breather, and Ashton Mazur will return to the lineup here for the Cardinals. 30-21. Centura by 9. Donovan Trumbull has 1 3-point bucket here and a 2-point bucket from Glover in this quarter. Centura has picked up 6 points, and we've got another whistle and a travel called on Centura. Centura got off to a quick start yesterday against Ravenna. Then the second and third quarters, they really, really struggled, and they're starting to struggle again here a little bit. Bounce pass inside. Glover turns, can't score. Ball batted around. Abby Williams can't grab it. It's going to be Casey Krolikowski with her fourth board. Casey down the middle of the floor. Veers off on the left wing. Throws it behind Ashlyn Roth. But Ashlyn, good hustle to grab it before it got out of bounds. Bounce pass inside Maddie Roth from 7. She'll hit it over the extended hand of Mazur and score. Maddie with her second bucket. And Centura now back up by 11 with 6 straight points. 32-21. And we got a lot of pushing and shoving inside. Maddie Roth might have just got her fourth foul. And that is exactly what just happened. Roth was battling for position with Ashton Mazur. And Roth, with 3:18 to go in the third quarter, has picked up her fourth foul. Dinas will come in. And on the inbounds, a lob to Glover, but she shorted it from 6 feet. It hit the front of the iron, and Dinas is there for the rebound. Outlet pass into the front court. Neville brings it in, and it's ripped out of her hands and stolen by Emma Grosshans. Grosshans pushes the ball up the floor, coast to coast. The runner good. Emma Grosshans, just what the doctor ordered there for the Cardinals, a strip of a layup attempt at the other end, goes coast to coast, and instead of being down by 13, it's 9, 32-23. Centura has led the entire game by as much as 12 at one point. Ashlyn Roth, weak side, takes her first shot of the game. From 8 feet, it skips out, no good. And Ashton Mazur gets her first rebound. To Brumman. Brumman, nobody stops her, so she lays it up and in. Time out, Centura. And here we go again. Centura builds the lead. Donovan Trumbull starts to come back. Back-to-back, coast-to-coast layups. Centura, though, still has the lead with 2:30 to go in the third quarter. The Centurions 32 and the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals 25. You're listening to the Lou Platt Conference Tournament on Classic Hits.
If you've been thinking about starting out fresh this year with a new GMC vehicle, then see what they have to offer right now at Killian Motors. They have a nice lineup of Yukons, Acadias, and GMC pickups featuring new, larger rebates on half and three-quarter ton extended or crew cabs. And if you need body work done, trust Mike Gibbons and his staff with their decades of experience. Eighth and Central, Kearney.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth at Ord High School. We have 2:30 to go in the third quarter of play in our girls' consolation game. Back-to-back buckets by Donovan Trumbull forces the Centura timeout, but the Centurions still lead 32-25. Kurlikowski dribbles into the front court to Roth off the screen, down low, Gleason, turnaround jumper on the right block, good. Pretty simple, they hadn't been getting it inside. They call the timeout and go directly down low. And that is 11 points now for Gleason, 34-25. Donovan Trumbull, they try high post. Glover working on Gleason, drives her to the left side, hits the iron, won't go. Rebound brought down by Gleason, that is her ninth. Between the circles, over on the wing, to Ashlyn Roth, top of the key, Gleason. Swings it over to Neville. Neville back up top, Krolikowski. Thinks about it, now starts to drive left side of the lane. She's guarded well out there by Brumman. Bounce past the Dinas at the free throw line. Finally decides to dribble it. Now has some room on the right side. Takes it in, draws the foul. The layup rolls off the front of the rim. But a chance at two free throws. Dinas was not quick about that move, but it was effective and gets her to the line to shoot two. And Donovan Trumbull, their fourth foul of the quarter, the first on Abby Williams. Dinas has not been to the line, has 2 points. In fact, she's the first player other than Gleason to shoot a free throw, and it will not go. Checking back in, Sydney Rash and Hannah Bosch. Checking out will be Williams and Mazur for Donovan Trumbull. Second free throw now coming up for Dinas, and that one is good. So Dinas, it's one of two. She's got 3 points, 35-25 Centura. Halftime in the Fort Kearney Conference, Amherst leading Pleasanton by a score of 20-12 in the girls' consolation. Here at the other end, Donovan, they try a high pick and roll. Grosshans drops it down low, and the layup is there for Sydney Rash. 35-27, minute 15 to go here, third quarter. Donovan Trumbull's playing better, but they haven't been able to get inside here. And there again is Gleason, but missed the layup, got her own rebound, and scores and a foul. And that's the way it always goes. Missed the buddy. Was fortunate enough to get her own rebound, and then not only does she make it, she draws the foul, and Gleason, who's 1 of 4 at the line, will head back to the charity stripe to try and extend the lead. Second foul on Sydney Rash. Gleason with 6 in the quarter, 13 in the game. And the junior puts it up off the iron, no good, and the rebound grabbed by Sydney Rash. Donovan fans wanted Krolikowski over the back on that rebound attempt. Didn't get it. Pull-up jumper at the other end, partially blocked. Emma Grosshans, it's slapped into play. Dinas will grab the loose basketball. And Centura now has a chance to go back up by 12 here with under a minute to go in the third quarter. Krolikowski, crossover, gets by her defender, leaves it off for Gleason. Again, missed the layup, again gets the rebound and scores. Padding those offensive rebound numbers, 39-27. Centura back up by 12. Donovan Trumbull with Grosshans. She drives, and she'll draw a blocking foul. That's just the second foul of the half. Brummond, not Grosshans. I flip-flop the names once in a while. Apologize. Gleason with her third. And ready to check in Emily Wells along with Abby Williams. But first, a free throw here for Jordan Brummond. She's 1 of 2 at the line, has 8 points. And the lefty puts it up and in. They're going to need them all if they hope to come back in the fourth quarter of this game. 39-28. Centura, 32 seconds to go. Third quarter, girls consolation. Blue Platte Conference Tournament here on Classic Hits. Second free throw on the way. Great rotation, and it's good. That's what free throws are supposed to look like. 39-29, Brumman hits them both. She's got 10 points. Glover has 10 points, but the rest of the team only has 9. Centura looks like they'll play for the last shot. Krolikowski gets it into the front court with 25 seconds. Guarded by Bosch. Rotated over on the right wing to Dinas. Dinas kicks it back out top to Wells. In the corner, Ashlyn Roth. Neville, the three-point shooter, is not on the floor right now. 12 seconds. Over to Wells, who can also shoot the three, to Dinas with 9. Trying to get it to Krolikowski. Bosch knocks it away. Out of bounds with 6 seconds. So that'll make Centura refocus, but all they have to do here is run a simple out-of-bounds play that they should have in from the sideline. Dinas to throw it in. Gets it to Gleason. Gleason's open. 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Skip pass over to Wells. Can Wells even get a shot? Up top to Roth, but at the horn, it is no good. And that's the end of the third quarter of play. Girls' consolation game, the Lou Platte Conference Tournament. It's Centura 39, Donovan Trumbull 29 on Classic Hits 98.9.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Kearney now delivers.
Welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth here at Ord. We go to the fourth quarter of play. It will be Centura basketball as they have the 39-29 lead over Donovan Trumbull. We did get some scoring that quarter, 15-13. Centura outscored Donovan Trumbull. They lead it 39-29. Backdoor lob, Cleese, another layup on the assist. Krolikowski, they drew it up and executed it perfectly out of the timeout, out of the quarter break, we should say, in Gleason with 17. Centura has not had to make a lot of outside shots today. They've got 1-3, a couple of free throws. About everything else is inside. And driving in, Brumman, contested left-hander, up and in. Brumman now with 12 points, and she's the leading scorer for Donovan Trumbull. Glover has 10. Pressure put on by Donovan Trumbull. Up ahead to Neville. To Dinas. 3-on-2. Tries to force it into Gleason. She grabs it. She turns. She scores. Gleason found the handle on that loose ball to save the possession for the Centurions. 43-31. Again, the last time they played, it was 42-41 as they get it into Rash. Rash between the double team. Missed it, but right there all by herself on the backside. Kaylee Glover gets the offensive rebound and score. 43-33, Donovan Trumbull really overplaying the ball. That's going to give Centura a chance. Oh, there was a double dribble, unless it was knocked out of her hands, and I didn't see that. Over to Krolikowski, 15-footer, no good. Rebound brought down by Jordan Brumman. Her first. Brumman down the middle of the floor, and then dribbled it off her foot. She was looking to see. She had a 3-on-2, looking to see where her teammates were. Took her eye when you're not supposed to watch the ball, but lost where she was, dribbled it off her foot, and that's the 12th turnover for Donovan Trumbull. But again, only the fourth since the end of the first quarter. Centura has 9 in the game. Wide open at the free throw line, Dinas, so she'll take it, she'll score. 5 points for Brianna Dinas, and the teams are starting to warm up a little bit here, starting to hit some shots. 45-33, Centura. They were up 8 at the end of the first quarter. The closest Donovan's been since then, 5. Here is a drive by Grosshans. Fires it inside. Oh, are they going to count the bucket? Yes, they are. A three-point play opportunity for Sydney Rash. Maybe a little break there for Donovan Trumbull. That whistle came before the shot even left her hand or appeared to start, but it doesn't matter. It's going to count and a chance for a three-point play. Second foul called on Mariah Neville. That's the third foul of the half, and Centura is going to take a timeout to discuss some strategy. 6:04 to go in the basketball game. Centura 45, Donovan Trumbull 35. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance.
Agricultural Services Incorporated provides proven tools and services to determine your field's needs. Services include soil sampling, gathering information, field tracking, equipment rental, service and sales, precision custom application of liquid and granular chemicals with experienced personnel, all combined to help you see better yields. You start with the seed, and then it's a never-ending job. Get help in the field from Agricultural Services Incorporated in Bolas, Caro, and Wood River. Find a truckload of savings on the tires you need at CPI Mr. Tire. The Agra Radial 3 is a real performer that reduces fuel costs and downtime. The 480 ADR46 is on sale now for $1,500 installed. Call for current prices on tractor tires in the size you need, because if we don't have it and we can't get it, then they don't make it. CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of Central Nebraska.
Back in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth with 6:04 to go in our game. A three-point play opportunity here for Sydney Rash, who just got her sixth point. This will be her first free throw. Donovan Trumbull is 5 of 7 at the line, just 2 of 7 for Centura. And the free throw by the freshman is up and in. So Rash nails the free throw. She'll come out, and Alex Williams will check in. That gives Coach Davis' squad a chance to put that full court pressure on. And they're using man pressure, not zone inbounds pass tipped away. And it's a good play by Grosshans, but had she not touched it, it would have went out of bounds because Krolikowski had already made a cut the other way. Gleason to throw it in. Looking for Krolikowski. She's open, grabs the basketball, steps through the double-team outlet pass, front court, Roth, 2-on-2. Ashland takes it all the way in, puts it up, no good. Backside rebound, Maddie Roth, tied up. Arrow points the way at Donovan Trumbull. Roth was tied up underneath by Abby Williams. And again, Roth kind of has to be careful in there because she's got four fouls, so she didn't want to do anything too crazy. But Donovan Trumbull, again, with the ball, a chance to cut into this lead. 45-36, plenty of game left. Williams in the right-hand corner. Drives baseline. Roth is on her. Puts up a tough shot. She did not have a good angle, and the rebound brought down by Annika Gleason. Right idea, taking it, Roth, who's got the four fouls, but Roth had good defense. Ashland on the left wing, back up top to Gleason, lobs it inside, Maddie Rath, point blank, turn, scores. And that's how they built that lead in the second quarter, 47-36. Roth with 6 points, 6 boards. Front court with it will be Brumman. Brumman stops on the left elbow, out on the wing. Grosshans, open three, Emma, off the iron, won't go. They need some of those to fall. They're 2 of 8. And the ball goes out of bounds. And they're going to give it to Centura, and you can hear the reaction in front of us. It looked like Gleason had bobbled the ball out of bounds with no Donovan player around her, but that's not the call, and Centura will get the ball. At an 11-point lead, Krolikowski triple team, throws over the top to Gleason to Roth. They've got a 3-on-2, good hustle back here by the Cardinals. Neville passes up an open three. With that lead in the fourth quarter, Centura likes to take the air out of the ball, get real high percentage shots. They try to lob it to Gleason. It goes through her hands, and it's turned over. Picked up there by Glover. First turnover of the quarter, Centura. Up the floor with it will be Grosshans. Grosshans to the left corner. Garden kicks it out. Here's a three-pointer on the way from the post, and that's no good by Glover. Rebound brought down by Gleason. Again, a couple chances here for Donovan, and they've been coming up empty after the Centura timeout. On the right wing, Neville, 4:20 to go, 47-36, Centura. They've led the whole way, up 8 at the end of the first quarter, and Donovan has really not made him sweat since. They cut it to 5. It was 26-21. That's as close as they've been. Krolikowski over to Neville, playing some keep away, waiting for Gleason to get open. Up top, they'll go Ashlyn Roth. Ashlyn with a little room to the baseline, Maddie. Back out on the wing to Krolikowski. Casey, good bounce pass to Ashland. Has some room. Drives, kicks it out. Neville, again, has an open three. If it was the first quarter, she'd have shot that, but she didn't even look at the rim. Mariah back inside to Gleason. There's a tie-up of the legs. The ball's loose. Donovan Trumbull's on the floor trying to get a timeout, but instead a jump ball, and the arrow points the way of Centura. That would have been a good place for a Donovan timeout, too. They tried to get it, just didn't see it in time. Alex Williams out And Carson Poppy in. Annika Gleason to throw it in here. No backdoor layup this time for Centura. They'll get it out to Ashlyn Roth. Back on the post, double team Gleason. Centura looks a little tired in a couple spots right now. They have not played or rotated quite as much as Donovan Trumbull. Going for the steal as Grosshans tipped it away. We get another jump, and this time it is Donovan Trumbull basketball. 3:23 to go, but Donovan Trumbull's running out of time. This has been a very close competitive game over 2.5 quarters. Donovan Trumbull came out really rough in the first quarter. 8 turnovers, 4 points, did not look good offensively, and that's the reason that they're still behind. Into the ball game is Hallie Tarnick for the first time. Tarnick knocked away by Neville, but picked up Glover, fires it over to Brumman. 15-footer good, and a timeout will be called by Donovan Trumbull. They'll have 2 remaining with 3:07 to go in the basketball game. It is Centura 47, Donovan Trumbull 38. Timeout brought to you by Joe Methy. Now's the time for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. See Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance, Kearney.
For years, the Bosch & Sons name has meant solid welding for Central Nebraska, and it's a reputation you can count on when it's needed most. If it's made of metal, Bosch & Sons Welding and Repair can fix it. For new or repairs on cattle panels, feed bunks, chutes, or anything around the farm, contact Bosch Welding and Repair at 207 South High Street in Cairo. For solutions, call Bosch for a tight weld.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from your home team, the Bank of Donovan. With full-service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Big Ten basketball today. Iowa beat Michigan 85-67. The Nebraska men pick up the 53-49 win at Northwestern. The Nebraska women, who were killed by Michigan State in East Lansing earlier this year, are returning the favor. 44-22 Huskers. They're 90 seconds in to the second half. Here we are at the Lou Platt Conference Tournament in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth in Ord. 3:07 to go. And Centura in the consolation girls game leads at 47-38. Donovan Trumbull just scored, called the timeout. Centura breaks the press, gets it into the front court. Krolikowski's bounce pass down to the low block, squaring up Matty Roth, no good, but there's another offensive putback. That won't go either. Now the ball's loose on the floor, picked up by Poppy. She's able to shuffle it off to her teammate, and here comes Donovan Trumbull. Grosshans into the front court. On the wing to Poppy. Holds the ball, trying to get Brumman open for a three. She's covered. Grosshans is open, but they don't get it to her. Trying to force it into Bosch, who hasn't even shot the ball in the game, and it goes out of bounds off the tip. Not sure that that's what Donovan Trumbull wants, with all due respect to Hannah. You don't start posting up a girl who hasn't taken a shot with 2.5 to go. Glover and Rash have been their scorers, but Rash is on the bench. Glover's in. They get it to Hannah Bosch, out to Glover. Gleason's guarding her way out there. They're just trying to set up threes. Grosshans is covered, starts to dribble, falls down. It's picked up by Alex Williams. Williams is fouled. She went to the baseline. Krolikowski gave her the hip, and that'll be the second on Casey. It's just the fourth team foul here, but Donovan Trumbull trying to find an open shot. Haven't been able to do so yet, and they don't have a ton of time. They need to get a good look, but they can't have 30-second possessions. As they lob it in, Glover, good catch, missed the layup. It hit every portion of the rim. And a rebound brought down by Gleason, and that's kind of how it's been going here for Donovan Trumbull. Centura dumps it in, they make the layup, and that's about the third time that Donovan Trumbull's got it inside, and it just bounced out. Neville will be fouled out front. I think Grosshans meant to foul her the first time. They didn't call her, so she swatted her even harder the second time, to which Neville went, you know, come on, man. 2:03 to go, 47-38. It's just been Centura keeping this lead between 8 and 12 most of the half. Oh, there's a double dribble, Krolikowski. Thought she had her teammate to pass it to, stuttered just enough that they call her for the double dribble. 12th turnover. Don't forget, at the end of the ball game, the Misco Sports post-game show will give you all the final stats and get you ready for our boys' consolation game at 4 between Ravenna and Adams Central. Again, they're lagging behind at the Fort Kearney Conference It was halftime. Amherst girls led Pleasanton 20-12. Poppy starts to drive. Another blocking foul. Center doesn't want to do too much of this. Don't give Donovan a chance to shoot free throws here and get back into the game. And the foul will be called on Dinas, her first fifth team foul. And Brumman to throw it in quickly to Glover in the left-hand corner to Poppy. Looks, doesn't want the shot. Back over to Brumman. Brumman tries to drive baseline, and again a foul. This time trying to deny is Ashlyn Roth. That'll be her third. And after committing three fouls in the third and fourth quarters, we see three fouls total here in less than 30 seconds on Centura. Donovan Trumbull to throw it in. It'll be Abby. Well, no, now they'll switch it up. It'll be Jordan Brumman. Brumman looking inside, not there. Kicks it out. Gross-Hans. Gross-Hans dribbles with a hand in her face. Neville to the right elbow, comes in, tough shot, hits the iron, no good, draws a foul. Gross-Hans will go to the line. But Donovan Trumbull, who really isn't a put-your-head-down-and-drive type of ball club, now forced into that situation here late in the game. Third foul on Mariah Neville. 1-1, Emma Gross-Hans hasn't been there. Two shots. She has not been to the line. The first one is no good. Checking back in is Alex Williams. Checking out Carson Poppy. 136 is all that remains. 47-38 Centura. Winners of 14 of their last 16. Second free throw is good. Gross-Hans with 6 points. Cuts the lead to 8. 47-39. But Centura no problem getting it in and into the front court. Ashlyn Roth to Krolikowski, and they foul her. Gross-Hans with her third. And it looks like that's the game we're going to play. There was no trying to make the steal. It was just grab the arm with a minute and a half to go. So Casey Krolikowski, first trip to the line, 10 points. And checking in Sydney Rash before the 1-1. This is KKPR-FM, Kearney, Dannebrog, Donovan, and the World Wide Web, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Krolikowski right through there with the free throw. She's got 11, 48-39. Second free throw for Casey. And the junior puts it up and in. And a timeout by Centura. Once again, to discuss the strategy, what they want to do. With 1:31 to go in the basketball game, Centura 49, Donovan Trumbull 39. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance, Kearney.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Mills Ag Service of Dannebrog is always geared up and ready to help you in the fields. Whether it's in the heart of the harvest season or during the off season, make the call to Mills Ag Service. Mel is experienced repairing international and all tractor brands, along with irrigation parts and accessories. The service you need, when you need it. Count on the one name you need to remember. Mel's Ag Service of Dannebrog, a proud Centurion sponsor.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Ord High School. Just a minute, 31 to go in the game. It's Centura 49, Donovan Trumbull 39. Misco Sports postgame show coming up. Donovan Trumbull will inbound it, uncontested, pushing the ball up the floor, Jordan Brumman. Donovan Trumbull will face man-to-man defense. Kick it over to Abby Williams, trying to get a three look. Right now, Donovan needs to take the first open look. They have time to still shoot some twos. So driving, Gross-Hans tries to lob it into Glover. The ball's thrown away, but picked up Rash. Got it in the corner for a three, and it works. Timeout. Well, that was not the way they set it up, but a good hustle by Rash. And when she saved it in, it went right to Jordan Brumman, who buried the three-pointer. And 49-42. I think Coach Mettenbrink's not too disappointed by that. They had it defended well. They knocked the ball away. It just took a crazy hop on him, and good hustle by Rash to fire it out there. Donovan Trumbull is now 3 of 10 from three-point land, but that is their fourth timeout, so they've only got one remaining. 49-42 is your score. Centura with the lead. Audica Gleason got a lot of easy 50 buckets here today. She also had quite a few assists, returning the favor to either Roth or Dinas. Even Krolikowski had a couple inside there. But Gleason has 17 points to lead the way for Centura. Brumman with that three-pointer now also has 17 points for Donovan Trumbull. But kind of the key to the game, and you don't really hear this too often, outside of Donovan Trumbull falling behind because of turnovers in the first quarter, Centura has the lead because of all the layups they got on inbounds plays underneath their own hoop. Minute 9 to go. Full court pressure now as we restart. Donovan Trumbull trying to force a turnover. Krolikowski looking, forces it in. Ball is loose. We'll get a timeout before a jump ball. The arrow points the way of Centura, but that would have made it at least switch. And Centura calls their final timeout. And in fact, according to the scoreboard, they say that Donovan Trumbull's out of timeouts. I did not have that. So this could be our final timeout of the ball game. 1:07 to go in the contest. 49-42 Centura. We'll be right back.
High school sports activities are more than just a game. This is Bob Sherwood from B&B Carpet Service in Donovan. All my life, I've seen how playing sports in high school builds work ethics and character in our young people. It gives them the skills to help them succeed in business and in life. So come on, get out there and attend a local game and show your team your support. It's not just a game, it's life.
Minute 7 left. We're out of timeouts. 49-42 in favor of Centura. They get it in, reaching for the steal. Grosshans knocked it away, but also called for the foul. And that's the fourth on Emma. It is the eighth team foul. So Krolikowski at the line shooting a 1-1. Again, they'd like to make somebody else shoot free throws, but they look to get it in to Casey, and she got it. Front end of the 1-1. Off the front of the rim and in. Krolikowski, 3 of 3 in the fourth quarter. She's got 13 points, 50-42. Donovan Trumbull trails by 8. Again, the final week of the regular season. They've got one game left. That's Wood River. Second free throw, no good. Rebound brought down by Kaylee Glover, her 7th. Up the floor comes Donovan Trumbull. Into the corner, Grosshans for the 3, too strong. Great job by Krolikowski to box out, and she'll get the rebound and a foul with 54 seconds to go. Grosshans got a good look, but it was off the back iron. And Emma has just also fouled out of the game. Donovan Trumbull really hasn't put in some other guards to try and get the fouls, but again, when you don't score and then you can't switch in offense, defense, that's what's going to happen. So Emma Grosshans fouls out of the basketball game with 6 points, 1 rebound, 1 block shot, 54 seconds to go. Krolikowski's 1-1, spins around but goes. And she'll earn the bonus. 51-42 coming in for Donovan Trumbull was Hallie Tarnick. Second free throw, Krolikowski up, and it's good, a 10-point game. Donovan Trumbull not getting missed free throws here from Centura to help him out. Tarnick, ball fake, drives baseline, dribbles it off her foot, out of bounds. Turnover, Donovan Trumbull, 46 seconds to go. Bosch will check back in. Also checking in for Coach Davis is going to be Williams. Here's a couple girls that have fouls to give. That's why they're running in. 46 seconds to go. But all Centura has to do is take care of the basketball. They don't even really have to make free throws now. They're up 10. Krolikowski to Gleason. That's where you needed a foul. They didn't get her. Over to Ashlyn Roth, and reaching in for the tie-up, they're going to call a foul, and it's going to be on Alex Williams, her first. A long fourth quarter here because of the fouls and the free throws, but we'll still have a 4 o'clock tip-off between Adams Central and Ravenna Boys. The girls' championship at 6, Kearney Catholic Ravenna. Boys' championship, Donovan Trumbull Gibbon at 8. And at the line to shoot 2 free throws will be Ashlyn Roth. She has not scored, and after the first free throw, still looking for her first point of the game. At the end of they're at the end of 3 quarters in the Fort Kearney Conference game. Amherst with the lead over Pleasanton, but the game has tightened up. Second free throw, Ashlyn Roth on the way, and too strong, no good. Rebound to Jordan Brumman. Brumman pushes it up the floor, out on the wing. She'll get it to Abby Williams. Williams takes it into the paint, puts the layup up too strong. Rebound brought down by Gleason. She's got 14 to Krolikowski. Another foul. 29 seconds to go. And this one is called on Kaylee Glover, her second. And we walk to the other end and a chance to add to her point total. Casey Krolikowski, who has 15, and she'll shoot two more. But for Donovan Trumbull, got a lot of youngsters on this team. Brummond and Glover and Mazur, they're only seniors. Free throw, Krolikowski skips out, no good. They've got some seniors on the Centura team. Roth, Dinas, a couple of role players off the bench, but both these teams should be back in the semifinals next year, you would think. Second free throw, Krolikowski. Missed them both that time. And the rebound comes down to Brumman. Jordan up the floor with 25 seconds to go. Works her way all the way in, then has it knocked out of her hands by Neville. 20 seconds to go as it goes out of bounds. In for Centura. Here comes Michaela Hansen. And for Donovan Trumbull, here comes Sydney Rash. 20 seconds remain before Centura captures the third-place plaque. Donovan Trumbull gets it in. Rash got open, squares and shoots, and scores. 9 points for Sydney Rash. Pressure's on. They'll get it to Gleason. 12 seconds to go. No need to foul. This game is over. Swings it over to Hansen. Hansen, they do try to foul her, and so she'll get a chance to pick up some points. With 6 seconds to go, that's about the only benefit to that. Michaela will at least get a chance to get in the scorebook here as Brumman committed her fourth foul. 6 seconds to go. Misco Sports postgame show is next. Hanson's first free throw is up and off the front, no good. And now Coach Mettenbrink going to clear bench here so that the starters can get a round of applause from the fans. Coming in, Madison Myers, Morgan Kasperson, and Taylor Schultz. Second free throw by Michaela Hansen is good. So she picks up the point, and Donovan Trumbull will get one more heave here. Brumman takes it midcourt with 4 seconds. Brumman drives, takes the off-balance jumper at the horn. It's no good, and that is the end of the ball game. And the Centura Centurions will get the third-place trophy here in 2014, downing Donovan Trumbull by a score of 53-44 in the girls' consolation game. We will be back with the final numbers on the Misco Sports postgame show right after this.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Doug Duda back with you here at Ord High School for our first Misco Sports postgame show of the day as they have our girls' consolation game fall to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals falling to Centura 53-44. Misco Sports keeping you geared up for the games for years and will continue to do so at their storefront location right here in Ords. See you before the games begin and you'll be better equipped for the games you played. Let's take a look at the final numbers now for Donovan Trumbull. Emma Grosshans fouled out in the last minute but had 6 points, one rebound, one block. Hannah Bosch, 3 rebounds. Jordan Brumman had a team-high 17 points, 3 rebounds. Carson Poppy, a rebound. Abby Williams, a rebound. Ashton Mazur, a rebound. Kaylee Glover, 12 points, a team-high 7 rebounds and a block. And Sydney Rash, 9 points, 3 rebounds and 2 blocks. 9 rebounds in the first half, 11 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 3 of 5 in the first half, 4 of 5 in the second half. Three-point shooting, 1 of 6 in the first half, 2 of 5 in the second half, and turnovers, 10 in the first half and 3 in the second half. Donovan Trumbull had 16 points at halftime. They did score 28 in the second half, but the Cardinals will fall to 7-13 or 7-14 after this loss. 44 points, 20 rebounds, 7 out of 10 at the free throw line, 3 of 11 from three-point land, 4 block shots, 13 turnovers. Donovan Trumbull will be back in action coming up 1 week, 1 game to go. That's Friday, as Donovan Trumbull will host Wood River to wrap up the regular season. We'll wrap up our numbers with Centura after this.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Let's take a look now at the final numbers for the Centura Lady Centurions. After just 4 players scored for Donovan Trumbull, we had just the 5 players score here for Centura. Ashlyn Roth was shut out today. Brianna Dinas did have 2 buckets in the ball game, ended up with 5 points, 4 rebounds. Casey Krolikowski ends up with 15 points, 5 rebounds. Maddie Roth has 6 points, 7 rebounds to lead the second on the team in rebounds, 6 points, 7 rebounds, 3 block shots. She had some foul trouble today. Michaela Hansen picked up 1 point. Mariah Neville, 7 points all in the first half. She had 1 rebound. And Annika Gleason ends up with 19 points, 14 rebounds here in the third place game. 19 rebounds in the first half, 12 in the second half for Centura. Free throw shooting, 1 of 4 in the first half, 7 of 15 in the second half. All their 3-point attempts occurred in the first quarter, where they were 1 of 5. Turnovers, 6 in each half. Centura had 24 points at halftime, scored 29 in the second half, and the Centurions finished with 53 points, 31 rebounds, 8 out of 19 at the free throw line, 1 of 5 from 3-point land, 3 block shots, and 12 turnovers as Centura improves to 16-6. With a 53-44 win over Donovan Trumbull. And for Centura, they will be at Kearney Catholic Tuesday and host Arcadia Loup City on Friday to wrap up their regular season. Over at the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament, there's 4 minutes to go in their girls' consolation game, and it's Amherst 34, Pleasanton 29. That's currently airing on ESPN 1460 and 1550. We will take a break, be back at about 5 or 10 in front of the hour for our boys' consolation game. Ravenna, who was knocked off by Gibbon last night, will try and get back into the win column when they take on the 6th seed Adams Central Patriots. That it's the Kearney Catholic girls against the Ravenna Lady Janes in the girls' championship at 6, the boys' championship at 8. We'll have Gibbon taking on Donovan Trumbull. So for the Cardinal fans, they'll spend some time here in Ord, and then we'll see him again here tonight. Again, at the FKC, the boys' consolation at 4. We'll have Wilcox-Hildreth in that game taking on Amherst, and then the championship games both have Overton and Elm Creek on ESPN 1460 from the Viero Event Center. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports, stop by today, and you'll be better equipped for the games you play. If you're visiting us for the Lou Platte Conference Tournament in Ord today, they're open this afternoon downtown on the square. For our producer engineer Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda. Once again, in our first of 4 games today at the Lou Platte Conference Tournament, Centura 53 and Donovan Trumbull 44.
The preceding was a presentation of KKPR and the KKPR Sports Club. To download a podcast, check out our podcast link at kkpr.com.